Frost and Wind was the result of a composition competition among the students of the University of North Carolina School of the Arts Composition Department, and was premiered by my colleague Judith Saxton and me in 2010 at UNCSA on the organ on which this recording was made. The composer, Ted Oliver, was an undergraduate student at the time and crafted a wonderful composition for organ and flugelhorn, what Judith calls the pregnant trumpet. The piece also uses the standard trumpet in its middle section. The piece begins, as the composer remarks, spare and still, depicting the morning frost, the kind that looks like snow at first glance. It features the flugelhorn, which has a darker timbre than the trumpet, as well as a limited set of organ ranks, lending to the movement's somber character. The second movement is forceful, sometimes frenetic, and employs imitative melodies, evoking the bitter chill of relentless winter gusts. It uses the trumpet for its brighter, more piercing nature, and the organist is free to open up the organ and saturate the hall with a strong, rich sound. The piece closes as quietly as it starts, as if the wind dies down and leaves only an austere, frozen landscape. The Fisk Pipe Organ, Opus 75, in Crawford Hall at UNCSA is able to fill that hall with that strong, rich sound, as you will hear on the recording. The composer, Ted Oliver, is a resident of Raleigh, North Carolina. Trumpeter Judith Saxton, a resident of Winston-Salem, North Carolina, can be heard in numerous orchestras in the region and is also a fully certified Alexander Technique instructor. Unbeknownst to the composer, prior to the titling of the piece, my hometown is Frost, Minnesota.